Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome to another powerful Monday night prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. Get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Open up your ears to hear and your hearts to receive what thus say the Lord. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, invite them on to hear a word from the Lord, because he have a word for you, you, and you. And I stopped by tonight to encourage someone tonight with the word of God. In Psalms 37:25, I've been young and now I'm old, never seen the righteous forsaking me, but bread, seed begging for bread. In spite of what's going on in the world now with this pandemic, a lot's going in fear. But I'm here to encourage you, he got your back. He got your back. Don't fear not, because he is with you. In the midst of this pandemic, God got you. His right hand is holding you up, so fear not. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but fear not. God has your back. And verse 26 says, he is merciful, and his seed is blessed. So you're blessed. You're the seed of God, the seed of Abraham. You're blessed and highly favored. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Stay encouraged, stay built up in the Lord, because he has your back. Fear not. God loves you, and I love you. So just get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Scripture reference shall be taken from Psalm 138 in its entirety. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the God when I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless his name tonight. We come to lift him up tonight. His word says, he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. So we come to lift him up tonight, magnify his name tonight, in spite of what's going on in the world. We still going to give him the praise, because without him, we are nothing. Without him, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come to praise you tonight, Lord, for your strength today, how you got us through this day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now we praise you in advance how you're going to sustain and keep us tonight as we sleep and slumber, keeping us from seen and unseen danger. seen and unseen sickness, and we just come to magnify your name tonight, Lord God. We come to lift you up tonight, Lord God, and we say how much we love you and we need you. We are absolutely nothing without you. We can absolutely do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. So we thank you for strength today. In spite of what's going on around us, we still praise your name because you're still awesome. You're still wonderful. You're still faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. So we come to bless his name tonight. We come to lift up all our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren up to you tonight. We come to praise in advance for being a fence around them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, keeping them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. Place the right people in their path that will encourage them in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the homeless to you tonight all over the universe, Lord God. They need a touch from you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. But the homeless need a touch from you right now. Open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors for the homeless that can't no man reopen, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way in our lives tonight. Speak a word tonight that will heal and deliver your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight. We plead the blood over this line tonight, over every household represented on this line tonight, to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our hearts and our homes in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up our neighbors, our neighborhoods to you tonight, Lord God. Silence the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God, because your words say there should be no more violence in the land, and our walls should be salvation and our gates should be praise. So we come to praise you, Lord God, in the midst of the storms. We come to magnify your name in the midst of the storm. We thank you for your peace, because your words say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. So we thank you for peace tonight, Lord God. We thank you for a sound mind tonight, Lord God. We thank you that your arms is around us, Lord God, keeping us, Lord God. The sick and the shut in that can't see their loved ones, Lord God, keep your arms around them, Lord God. Give them peace in the midst of this storm, because this storm too shall pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your way tonight. Rule and reign tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to bless your name for breakthroughs, breakthroughs, and no breakdowns. That we are better and not bitter, Lord God. That we are the victors and no longer the victims, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, because we're that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not, will not be moved, because our future's in your hands. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we bless your name tonight, Lord God. Have your way in your precious Son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, God, with open hands, Lord God, and open mouths, oh God, to come to celebrate you this night, oh God. We thank you for a blessed weekend, God. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us throughout the week, oh God, and Lord God, even touching our families, Lord God. We come to bless you tonight, God, thanking you for being a great God that you are, God, just sovereign in all your ways, God. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy, oh God. We thank you that your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we open our arms up to you, Lord God. We ask that you will grab us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and wrap us in your arms tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that perfect love casts out all fear, God. And so, Lord, we will not walk in fear, God, but we will walk in faith in Jesus' name, because we shall walk by faith and not by sight in this hour, Lord God. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, God. And so by faith, God, we trust you. We will ask, seek, and knock on your door in the name of Jesus. God, we come to bow before your throne tonight, God, and we ask that you will move on this line tonight, God. We lay aside all the weights, Lord God, all the distractions in the name of Jesus, to hear a word, Lord God, that's going to be great for our souls
in the name of Jesus. There's someone that is one step away, oh God, from getting salvation, Lord God. May they obtain it tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you're moving right now in this hour, God. We pray that you will continue to steal the gift on the inside of us in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you will move on our behalf, oh God. Touch our families, touch our neighbors, touch our co-workers, oh God. Touch, Lord God, our family members, Lord God, that is resting, Lord God, and need restless, God, in the name of Jesus, and needing an answer from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we stand in the gap, Lord God. We stand in proxy for those that cannot pray for themselves tonight, God. We pray that you will open, Lord God, your portals of heaven, Lord God, and pour out your blessings upon those that need you tonight, God. We pray that you will send your ministering to angels, oh God, to those that are locked up in jail, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are locked up in their minds, oh God, it can't break free in the name of Jesus. Those that are locked up in their hearts due to sin, God, we pray that you will break the chains in the name of Jesus, because you are a chain breaker in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is true and it will not return void in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that everything that you said, Lord God, will not return void in this hour, in this season, God, but it will accomplish what you please in Jesus' name. God, may your people be open and ready, be in the right posture and the position, God, to receive what you have for them, Lord God. May they not miss what you're trying to do, oh God. Lord God, may we not be, Lord God, like the Israelites, God, in the name of Jesus, going around in a circle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, that there be a remnant of those, Lord God, that will rise up in this hour, in this season, Lord God, to decree and to declare your works in the name of Jesus. God, may your word, Lord God, be it, Lord God, what they speak out, Lord God, and not their own words in the name of Jesus, because at the end of the day, God, your word brings life, God. Your word brings truth, God. Your word, Lord God, will set the captives free. Your word, Lord God, is the children's bread. We thank you, Father, tonight, God, that you're breaking, Lord God, the foul grounds, Lord God, and that you're breaking, Lord God, the earwax, Lord God, that was hardened in the ears of those, Lord God, that cannot hear in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you're pulling and removing all the scales that is crusty around their eyes, God, because they walk, Lord God, not according to your will, but not according to your plan, God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you're exposing the enemy right now, God. We thank you, Father, right now, God, that you're bringing truth, Lord God, because truth will prevail in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Father, tonight, God, that you are the Lord of the breakthrough. And so we search for you, God. We're running after you tonight in Jesus' name, God. We pray, Lord God, for those that are coming on the line for the first time, God. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that they will hear a word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that will prick their very hearts in Jesus' name, that it will shift them out of the old and into the new in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for tonight, God, for you are great and mighty in battle, oh God. As we as intercessors, Lord God, and those that are praying behind the scenes, oh God, we're praying, Lord God, that you will stir up the gift of those that are laying dormant in Jesus' name, and let them rise up, oh God, and stay woke, oh God, in this hour, in this season, when they be not tripped up by the lies or the schemes or because of what their body feels, God. But Lord God, may they respond to your spirit. Oh God, send an alarm in the name of Jesus to those that need to hear it tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, that this day will not happen again, God. But we trust you, Lord God, that in this hour, Lord God, what you're bringing forth tonight, God, is going to illuminate the minds, God. It's going to stir up the gift of those that need you tonight, God. We're believing, Lord God, that you're blessing every fivefold ministry in Jesus' name, every woman, every man, God, every man and every woman, God, in the name of Jesus, every child, every youth, God, in the name of Jesus, those that want to be used for your glory, God. We pray in Jesus' name that they will hear the sound that is coming forth, God. Send forth your wind through this line in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over this line tonight, God. We thank you that the blood still works. Oh, God, we thank you that the blood will never lose its power. We thank you, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord God, for dying on the cross for our very sins, God. We don't deserve your love, God, but we thank you, oh, God, out of the 1,000 people, God, you chose us for such a time as this, God. May we not take advantage of you and your love, God. May we not take advantage of your word, God. May we not take advantage of our leaders, God, and use them as common, God, in the name of Jesus, but God, may we reverence you, God, in the name of Jesus, with godly fear, in the name of Jesus, because you are the God, not only relationship, God. We need you in this hour, God. Thank you for exposing the lies. Thank you for exposing, Lord God, the schemes and the attributes of the enemy, oh God, so that when the people come forth in Jesus' name, when we come out and speak to the people that don't know you, God, we will know the words to say, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for stirring us up, God. Thank you for taking us outside the four walls in this hour, in this season, God, to win the lost for your kingdom, God. For it is all about your kingdom. We give you glory and honor. You are matchless in all your ways, God. And we worship you and we honor you tonight. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Send me that. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Trials below, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher, Elon Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you from listening in from all around the United States and around the world. Such an honor and pleasure to have you all to join us on this fabulous day in whatever time zone you're in and wherever city you're represented around the world. We know that the power and the control of God is always in effect, and certainly we bless him for all that he's doing and all that he's allowing us to walk in this season of our life, because it's only by the grace of God that we're able to walk into this walk into this season with greatness and power and authority and with such strength and such love for God's people. This is a time where we have to give him all of the praise, the honor, and the glory for all that he is to us. And it's through the divine plan that he has for our life and our destiny that we're able to stay the course. You have to know that this is a time you have to really stay the course, especially in a time where there's danger everywhere. You don't know who to trust and who to connect to your trust fund. So be blessed in the Lord. And everyone that's in the kingdom of God or experienced something in the kingdom of God have experienced some kind of attack in their life in some form or some fashion. So we all encountered the fierce demonic forces and attacks at the hand of the enemy. But the word of the Lord God says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Those attacks make you want to say, make you want to do, make you want to act, make you want to respond in some type of way that flesh want to go in on it. So you just have to thank God for it by his grace and mercy and his greatness that keeps us and strengthens us as we're walking and breathing and living in a time. So I bless the Lord for all that he allowed us to do and experience and live in these times. All right, I want to take this time to thank our intercessors, our prayer warriors, our ministry gift, our kingdom leader, who come weekly to bless our spirit, bless our heart, bless our soul, as they minister the word of God through teaching, through prayer, through exhorting, through intercession, through prophecy, through healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, and being the presence of God. We bless the Lord for all of you who are in place and in position that God can use you in spite of the flawedness that you are in or the flawedness that you connect yourself to. So we bless in the Lord today. All right, I want to talk about the vision of this prophetic conference line that was birthed from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number one. Rebecca in the Bible is in the Old Testament under the books of the prophetic and closer to the end of those books. It's one of the minor prophets in the book. So, chapter number two of that particular book opens Habakkuk up, who has a vision. He's visioning, he has a vision. The book of Habakkuk shows the presence and the power of God in the world and his control, his dominance of the world, or his control of the world, despite the forces that are going on that appear to be triumphant of evil. Rebecca is connected to the southern kingdom and to those people of the southern kingdom and the people everywhere. So this book was particular time was around 1612 and 1589 BC. BC means before Christ. AD means after Christ. It's interesting how we have a lot of people that are operating in titles, and they won't even be able to tell you AD, BD, or AC, BC in the Bible. It's important that we're going to share a little bit of that tonight. And believe me, I will not tarry long. I want to teach a little bit. Can I do that tonight? It is important with the counterfeit showing up in the season of the encounter. So I want to deal with a little bit of that today. Had a chance to hear, open my ears and in tune to one of the leaders. Not that I didn't know it, but it put emphasis on what I'm going to share tonight. There's a difference when Jesus said, "Will thou be made whole?" And instantly they were whole. Then somebody said, "Will thou be made healed?" That's a process. Whole is instant. Healing is a process. So therefore, if you're going to flow on the spirit realm in the 2020 year, your perimeters of knowledge of God need to be open to the dialect and intellect of eternity and not suspended by the puppeteers in time who have heard everybody else speak the same language. I feel the spirit of God right there. I felt something pushing me right there. Because if you hear from God, you need to know that his database is open to your eternal mind. When his database is open to you, he flows from eternity. And the power of you, you flow in time. But when you tap into the spirit realm, he opens up the eternity in you. And he doesn't debate the internal conflict from you. So that's how he can use you in a powerful way. But he doesn't dwell in flesh. He dwells in a temple that controls his temperament, temperature, temperamental, and the presence of his temple. That's the power of God. The vision of the prophetic conference line. Verse from Habakkuk chapter 2, 1 through 4, and Habakkuk said, "I will stand upon my watch." Notice, he is speaking to the first person. If you ever read Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, and as I'm sharing it and as I'm teaching now more than anything in my life, is there is a need for information more than inspiration. You can pray for $1 million and get it and still commit suicide. But if you know that you're a millionaire inside of you, when you get it, that won't kill you. It just protects you. because you can really say you are a millionaire. The book of Habakkuk talks about, I will stand upon my watch, time. I will set me upon the tower, place. And I will watch to see what the Lord, or watch to see what he will say unto me. Now notice, this verse is the first person. So Habakkuk, this is speaking of the first person. I will stand upon my watch. And as I was speaking about Ezekiel, which Ezekiel is one of the books in the prophetic book, but it's one of the five, it's one of the major prophets. He's one of the major prophets. And his writings are based upon the first person. Because if you ever read it, God will always say, son of man. He would consider him son of man. And exegesis in that prophetic realm, when he speaks of son of man, he speaks exact. That's where you want God at right now in your life. The exact. You want to hear from God exactly. And the reason why you want to hear from God exactly, because when eternity don't put something in time, God carefully, he carefully releases the angelic presence. And when he carefully releases the angelic presence into the earth realm, or with a word that's going to reach the spirit and then go into exactly the flesh or the natural, there is a principality that we have to deal with. And most believers, and this should help millions of people listening in tonight. This should help you. The moment eternity gets ready to release something in time, now think about celestial and terrestrial realms of the spirit. As soon as eternity speaks, that word has no beginning and no end, because eternity is. But when it reaches time, it's scheduled then with a beginning, scheduled with an ending. So when it hits time, you have to be in the frequency of the mind, will, and thought of God when he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know your thoughts. So your thoughts have to be connected to his thoughts. So when the word reaches you, it reaches you to the exact dimension of the presence of eternity. So it must respond to that. I'm moving ahead. Let's go now. And I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will watch tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me when I am reproved, or when I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. That word reproved there, in the Hebrew, because the Old Testament is Hebrew, no Latin, no Greek, Hebrew, Arabic, Hebrew. And so that particular word, when you read it in the Hebrew, it has many meanings. So one word in the Hebrew has thousands of meanings. That's the power of God when he speaks to you. He can take one word and give meaning to the one word. But when it hits you, it can be the exact word for your life. And then anybody else who's outside of that word, who is not privileged or privy to the word of the word that's connected to the word in you, they will have a problem with the word, because they're defining you based upon their words or what they feel you should be. So therefore, the conflict between you and your frenemy is that your frenemy don't understand how God took time in eternity to give you an answer in humanity and make the adjustment in the deity and bring it down to let that man or woman know that regardless of how you feel, I am still omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, because Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Isn't it interesting how they would be mad at you because God still bless you, because you changed around? Because as soon as you connect to his thoughts, you'll find out that God really don't hate you. God ain't really what everybody else told you, because he doesn't think the way everybody else think towards you. And notice now, when you try to manipulate God, look at how many times we try to manipulate God. God, I want that. God, I want this to happen. Oh, I'm mad at God because God did not work it. Think about this. If God took your carnal care nail. That's where they get that. You get the word carnal from. Jesus took your and nailed them on the cross. He took your cares and nailed them. So that means carnal. He took your care that he nailed on the cross, and he and that's where you get the word carnal. Because he took all of the carnality in the cross. That's why you have to understand. Jesus came as a cure for. He came as a cure to take the curse. So think about this as we teach it. Think about this in your spirit. Now I want everybody to shift their psyche. I want to transcend thought. I want to take you to hupavelo. It's a Hebrew word meaning above and beyond your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. Now think about this. If you went to before God and you ask God to allow you to marry Bozo, and then you call him Boaz, and you marry him, and he changes his thoughts and allow you to marry Bozo that you call Boaz. Oh, let me just shift this. He allowed you to marry Jezebel that you call Ruth, and he changed his thoughts because your flesh is encountering a place that you need for the gratification of relationship. So he changes his thought and say, go ahead, take it. And you tap into that, or you take it. And you go and connect with that person. And suddenly, you find out that that person is not what you thought it was to be, or a relationship. You are in trouble. And so you're going to ask God, you'll say, God, you told me, you showed me, you gave it to me. And then God will have to say, you're right, I changed my mind. Woo, y'all ain't ready for me. So God ain't going to change his mind. Because what he's going to do, he's going to give you free will. And free will is going to allow you to make a decision. So that when you decide to change your mind about what God told you that you said that little God let you do, then God will have to come in and step in and assist you without blaming himself. Woo, y'all ain't ready for me today. Because, see, God ain't going to blame himself for something that he did in your life. Because he's so powerful, he's also perfect. What he'll do is he'll move into the spirit realm. And he'll cover you in time of your crisis. Because it was not him that did it. It was the God that you created. Because, see, God talks to the counsel of his own will. He ain't going to change his own mind. Because if he changes his own mind, then he got to blame himself for giving you something that you didn't want or you didn't deserve or you didn't need. He gives you exactly what he said, I know the thoughts. That's why we got a lot of cheap relationships, a lot of cheap boyfriends, a lot of cheap girlfriends, a lot of cheap friends, a lot of cheap people in places. See, what you do, you downgrade when God always keeps you upgraded. We got a lot of people messed up in a cheap place and trying to figure out how you're going to do it. You didn't cash in a credit card that was officially bankrupt. All right, let's go. Let me send it. All right, where we at? Habakkuk chapter 6. He said, and yeah, that word there means approved. When you have to be made ready, because you have to be made ready for God. So when you're made ready, then God can release his thought and his will to you. And when he releases his thought and his will to you, there's no other way that someone can stop his will for your life. Amen. I should have took this Facebook Live tonight. You follow me? Somebody needs to hear. All right, verse number. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Now, the vision have nothing to do with diversion, right? The vision. The vision will bring you into the presence of God without diverting you from the vision that God has given you. And he said, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. That means detail. But the vision is just going to point you down, but at the end it shall speak. Notice now he takes you into frequency and style. He lets you know your vision is going to speak and not lie. So it perish. Now that's the delay. Perish. Wait for it because it will surely come. It will not perish. Now, isn't it interesting that so it tarried? Wait for it, it will surely come. It will not tarry. Though it appeared to you that it's tarrying, it's really in a hostile fight in the spirit realm on its way down. Because momentum never stops. Your momentary moment stops your momentum. So you hear people say, I'm having a moment, or you get a whole bunch of people say, they would have kept going, I would have dropped my religion. You stop your momentum. You know, you got a lot of people running around looking for picking up roses and daisies along the way. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not tarry. Select it. Now, here's where the mysterious of God kick in verse number 4. He said, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. His soul, which is lifted up in you, is not in the right position, upright in you. It's not even upright. You know, if something's upright, that means there you go. You upright? No, you say, okay. Soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by what? Faith. The mysteries of the kingdom will create a sound for humanity. The mysteries of the kingdom will be the sound of the momentum. The vision of the prophetic council line is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of dialing on the phone. It's important to understand that, because you have a lot of people. They have to understand that if you came because you dialed the phone. You wanted to hear that was something you needed, that was something that God positioned you for. So for the dialing of the phone, so he presented something to you. So there's something that the Lord is doing. He's presenting it to you. Communicate the life of God to you. Now you're bringing the word of God alive. You're bringing Elohim alive. Yahweh alive. You're bringing it alive to the generation or to the people. You're bringing them alive. Now he's coming alive in your life. When it comes alive in your life, when something powerful happens, when it comes alive, you got to know it's got to come alive. The word of God has to come alive. You ready for him to come alive? Watch what he does. He'll come alive. He's powerful. He's prophetic. He does great, majestic things for his people. So you have to let him come alive. When I trust the Lord, I allow him to come alive. Amen. You got to let him come alive. Amen. All right, let's read on down. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go a little deeper. Go a little deeper. To understand our position in the Kairos. Amen. All right, take a little deeper now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel a strong anointing from God. He's up to something tonight. He's really up to something majestically powerful. He's up to something majestically right now. All right. To become a voice of healing, reconciliation, reconciliation and strength to a generation that had lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart. Kingdom leaders at heart. Let's follow this vision here that would allow them, you, the person who messed up, the person who's going through, the person that's a liar, the person that's a deceiver, the person that's a murderer, the person that's in incest, the person that's holding unforgiveness, the person that's broken, the person that's a homosexual, the person that's a lesbian, the person that's in adultery, fornication, all of them. That would allow them to become open. Now, we have to allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that force them from seeing God as holy in his promise for the total man. It's important as a individual who are in ministry to understand that you have to allow victims to share their pain so they can become victorious and not be victimized. It's interesting that you got a lot of people who are in leadership positions. Somebody go for help and they need help. The help need help. Then the help end up hurting the people that came to them for help. You have to be positioned to be whole. And you have to be honest with yourself. The problem with people that have a lot of issues in their life, they lie to the truth. The dangerous thing to do is tell a lie to the truth. You know the truth, tell it, lie to it. Telling a lie to the truth. So you see the truth, but you tell the truth a lie. And what's the most painful, and I call it the lunatic syndrome. You can write this down. The lunatic syndrome is when you tell yourself a lie about the truth. So you say self is trying to tell you that inner sanctum is telling you the truth. So you go back and tell inner sanctum a lie. That's called a lunatic syndrome. That's borderline to become a lunatic. Because you're gonna tell yourself when it speaks to you in that set of words and tell you the truth, you're gonna turn around and tell yourself a lie. Let me give you an illustration. Here you are, a powerful young man, a powerful young lady. You know you're attractive. You know you're beautiful. You know you're a great looking individual. And from your hurt and pain of being broken down by a man or woman or something in your childhood, you told the truth and you a lie. So you say, I'm not pretty. I don't look good. I'm ugly. I don't know why they don't like me no more. Do I look good? See, you start lying to yourself. You got to start falling into that trap. Without thinking that person was actually too cheap for your future. Because the more you grow and develop, the more you find out that they get more jealous, insecure, or they start kind of downgrade your upgrade. And in reality, if it had not been for you, they would have never been upgraded. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me tonight. Y'all better catch it. See, if it had not been for you, who gave them an opportunity to taste and see, oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Let me stop. That the Lord is good. Hold on, Papa Matthew. And then they find out that, watch this out, that goodness and mercy, woo, is following you all the days of your life. Because when you move on, all of a sudden, y'all ain't been saved all your life. They go, that's you, by golly, why? Uh-huh. Because they're trying to figure out, wait a minute, hold on. No, and then Michael Jackson says, take a look at the man in the mirror. Because they don't realize and understand that what they see now, woo, preach Brother Matthew, what they see now is not what they saw then. But see, the word of God says, we're going to use biblical, we're going to take you back to the word. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in you, because you're in the world. because you missed the word. But I believe you missed something good about the word in me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So you got to be able to open yourself up to the presence of God. When God opens you up, the price tag goes up. Touch your people, say the price tag goes up. The price tag goes up. And then some of you get mad with the Lord and say, well, Lord, why didn't you let that happen? Well, you know, that was supposed to be my mate. That was supposed to be my job. That was supposed to be my opportunity. Then God said, that was too cheap for the pricelessness of your future. I don't want you to have that promotion. I want you to own the company. Oh, I feel this thing tonight. I want you to be the chief executive officer. So therefore, you're working in the finance department over the $20 million, and you can move, you can shake and bake the money and make it last in a financial crisis and a deficit, but you want to work for $28 an hour or $75 an hour with your CPA and come home with a half, come home with $275 or $125 or $890,000 a year when you can own a company and have a whole shebang yourself, and now you can live, prosper, and be in good health, even as your soul prosper, live, and be in health. See, I'm shifting the mind because I'm taking you into creativity. See, the body of Christ, we got to move into creativity now because we at a pivotal time in this year and in this month that things are shifting. You know why they're shifting? Because most of us, we in a posture change now. We're not thinking and acting and living the way we lived 5 months ago. See, coronavirus pushed you into going viral in your life. See, coronavirus, which is a virus, made you so anointed that you refused to allow the virus take you away. So you went viral in the middle of virus because you know the virus was so dangerous, you protected yourself till you got so pure in God that your anointing cost you something now. Oh, preach, Prophet Matthew, because in the middle of this thing, it made you anointed, it made you powerful, it made you not accept, it made you not fall short, it made you stronger. In the most, in the middle of what's going on in the land, I feel blow Holy Spirit and preach. Because it did something to you. That's why other folks want to play. Other folks want to keep attitudes and behavior and go back. Because any moment, heaven will bust open. You better be ready. See, you want to play. Because there's a shift in the land. You ain't got time to be holding off. Envy, strife, malice, unforgiveness, talking about people. They're too dangerous right now. You're in a cold blue. Whoop shot. And by DDOC. Don't worry about your matter, that matter, this matter. No, God matters. I'm in a God matter path. But see, all that stuff going to be there at the end of the day. That stuff going to be there too. All right, let's move on down. To really understand your position in the kingdom of God. No time to have pride, arrogance, strife, envy, covetous, malice, thinking in your heart, because the Bible says, so a man thinking in his heart, so is he. You're thinking, woo. Where did that come from? And I say the same thing. Where did that come from? That's all that I say. Where did that come from? Some people say, Where did that come from? So see, you have to know God is taking his people. Y'all know that the stock market shifted today, and it hit a low. So when it hit a low, there was millions of people that jumped buildings, jumped off roofs, lost what they had. But since you're in a different kind of market, your value goes up. Why? Because you're not a stock market. You're a market for the anointing. To understand where you are in the kingdom of God. The power of who you are in the kingdom of God. The anointing on who you are in the kingdom of God. You have to understand what God is doing for you. The stress is only called pressure to make more oil come out. But God is doing something in the midst of all that's going on in the land. He's doing something great for the men and women of God that believe him. You know, need to worry about all of that other stuff. Send a veto notice to that liar. Send a veto notice to those words that have been sent out. Send a veto notice to that spirit. Send a veto notice to that infirmity. Send a veto notice. All you have to do is veto it. When it came, when them demons had that board meeting, they sent it out to you, send a veto notice. You overrule it. I overrule that diabolical spirit. I overrule that demonic thinking. I overrule poverty. I overrule layoff. I overrule. You got to overrule that demonic spirit and walk in the power and the presence of God. The word of God, the Bible says, they that know their God. Ooh, Elohim. They that know their God will do what? Great exploits. Don't worry about nobody getting mad at you because you know your God. And if you know your God, you're going to do great exploits. Ain't no secondhand man or secondhand woman. You know your God. The Bible says they that know their God will do what? Great exploits. So you're doing great exploits for the kingdom of God. I told you the last decade was full of counterfeits. I was pretending they had an account. You have to know who you are and what you are. Especially operating in lead or leadership. Something about leadership. You're going to know in this year. This year determines leadership. This is the year that determines true leadership. This year, determine who's with you and who's not. Who's going to ride? I ain't going to say die, because ain't nobody dying with me. You're going to ride. You're going to ride and go on to eternity. We ain't going to die. We're going to ride. Some people say we're going to ride. We ain't dying. We're going to ride through this one. But one who can lead with authority and power and strength, regardless of the reckless homicide of people, reckless homicide of individuals, reckless homicide of folks. You have to lead with all powers and authority. And be intimidated by the infrastructure of demonic spirit that's broken. You have to lead with power and authority. When you lead from that place, then a leader has what? Commanding. A person who has commanding authority and influence. Are they with him? Well, the leader has commanding authority and influence. You're influencing the people with what? Your authority and your power, because you have a commanding authority and influence. So you're tapping into something that's in their life that they need to rise to the occasion. You got to rise to the occasion. One of the things about me as a leader, I pull the best out of you. But when it comes, when the best comes, the beast comes. Woo, good God Almighty. I'm going to say it again. When the best comes, the beast comes. But I pull the best out of you. So you know you have the beast coming too. You have to rise to the occasion. Challenge the greatness inside you. When they went over to the land of milk and honey, they said it was the land of milk and honey. What did they see? Giants. They came back with a report about the giants. Oh, it's milk and honey, but there's giants there. Because you're going to replace the giants in the middle of the milk and honey. You're going to have giants in the midst of milk and honey. You will have giants in the middle of growth and movement. You will have giants in your middle of success. You know why? Because if you succeed in everything, become a giant. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I mean, you got giants. Milk and honey, you got to have giants. Because that's where you at. You're big. You're growing. You're expanding. So accept the giant, because you're a giant among the giants. And they say wimp. They say giant in the midst of giants. The problem with demon spirits, they don't want to see you become a giant right there. You have to understand the power of who you are in a world full of small giants. You know why? Because the word of God says it's the little fox that do what? There you go. False problem for the violent. It's time to know who you are. Look at somebody say, it's time to know who you are. And you'll walk with the Lord. Lead. I want to deal with two more points under leadership, and I'm stopping. Two more points under leadership, I'm stopping. Number one, a person with commanding authority and ability. Write this down. Tonight's topic. It's time to know who you are. Woo, write that down. Somebody, Lord, write that down. Write that down. Tonight's topic. It's time to know who you are. And so say it when Jezebel got to tell Ahab who he is. I'm going to leave that long, Prophet Matthew. Come on. Leave that long, Prophet Matthew. Don't mess with that. Don't mess with that. It's time, write it down, to know who you are. You know why? It's time to know who you are? Because we're in a pivotal month as we end this month and go into October and November. It's going to be utter chaos. We're going to go into a dark age. It's almost going to hit a dark age. They're experimenting right now on how they can create. You know, I was trying to figure out one day. This is powerful. I'm going to stop and pause here. You know, God was giving me in a dream one time. I was in a vision, and He started showing me all of these. He started showing me all of these numbers on my wall. They were dimensional numbers. They were numbers I couldn't even read. They were coming across the wall like a ton of them. Like a light was in my bedroom, light, all light. And then I kept looking. Then I opened my eyes. I thought I was still in the dream, but it was actual real time. It was real. All of these numbers, like a computer number. If you ever see like how they show on the TV, how they show all them computer numbers, digital. They show a computer and they go, all the numbers. It was just like that, but it was deeper numbers. So it was I know it was being downloaded in my brain. So after finished, it disappeared, and I was actually woke. I didn't go to sleep. I was wide awake. And I picked up a lot of codes, because that's what they were, codes. They call them codes. I call them mysteries of the kingdom of God. So you release the mystery. So I started telling people, I said, now, because, see, everybody found it out now. COVID-19 was a big lie. You see what they did? They said, it ain't airborne now. It's a little piece, a little thing in the air. See? Yeah, they just said it. Now, CD, Center for Disease Control, go Google it right now. Center for Disease Control is telling them something different now. It's a little thing in the air now. See? Tell you. What did I tell you? Coming into this month, you know why? Because in month of October, everything gonna settle down. Why? Because they're trying to get this election. They're trying to get down to the census before the end of the year. See, all of this stuff, I told you, it's gonna come between now, October, November. Y'all gonna all, the truth is gonna come out. See, the truth is coming out now. The Center for Disease Control is in Atlanta. Isn't it interesting in Atlanta? Isn't it interesting that all of a sudden, there is a mecca for homosexuality in Atlanta? It didn't pass in San Francisco. Woo! In Atlanta. And look at the population in Atlanta. Might better do the math. They building the Atlanta in a suburb. They building houses. They almost building new cities in the suburb. Why? Because that experiment that they're loosening in the atmosphere that they're releasing those chemicals in the atmosphere, draw those ancient spirits there, drawing. That's why they've been experimenting for years. They've been experimenting. You know how you get to a certain place and something get in your nose and something you feel something. Your body changes, you know, because they experiment in your body, your chemicals in your body. That's why you got to be prophetic. And it opens you up to a dimension in the spirit realm so you can identify. You'll be able to identify all of this research. They lead you up with the pandemic. They lead you into it. They take you and lead you on up in it. They lead you into it. Let me finish leader. So the leaders who are supposed to lead, they can't lead because they're under control by a system. They control. They made their covenant with their fraternity to destroy the real fertility of eternity. A person who has commanding authority and influence. We are at a time right now. Listen to this, saints of God. Listen to this. We at an all points bulletin. We at a cold blue. A cold blue right now in the earth realm. You know what the cold blue is? Everything, it looks like God. It's almost equal to God. Everything looks like it's God. It's a form of God. It looks like it. And a lot of church people are being deceived right now because it looks like it's holy, but it's harsh. God ain't ready for me. It looks like it's good, but it ain't good. You gotta listen to the frequency of it. It sounds good. I was listening to a preacher today, and I was sitting back listening to him. The Holy Spirit said, listen now. He said, listen now, listen. And I'm listening. And I mean, this man was on the message of holiness. So I said, no, listen. Listen, Lorraine. That's when he heard the other voice. And he got done. Said, now you got it. Wow. I say, wow. He's hiding behind holiness. A perverted man. Ain't no holiness in him. He understood how to use the language to control and throw fear on the people. And his life ain't even nowhere near that. Holiness said, look at, watch him. Now look at, watch, listen. Listen, boom, did you hear that? I say, wow, I heard it. Mm-hmm. That's why the Bible said, let's turn to that scripture there. Somebody help me out real quickly. When the word of God said, Satan will fool almost the very elect. Give it to me, somebody. I'll get it. He will fool almost the very elect. He'll fool you. Because you got to be very careful that you don't be fooled right now. He'll fool you. You got to be very careful. He'll fool you the very last. I know the scripture. I just want to make sure you got it. He'll fool the very last. You got to understand who you are in the kingdom. Because there's a spirit out here fooling people. It's out here fooling people. Matthew 24 and 25. He'll fool people. So he'll fool you. He got people fooled right now. They sound speaking in a tongue. Notice that a tongue. Let's read it real quick. Matthew. For there shall rise false Christ, false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The very elect. I told you, we entered into the codes versus the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The codes. You got to be careful. They got codes now. and they're making their clothes appear to be signs and wonders, demonstration, looking good. Got you, Bushwinkle. Let me read that scripture again. Let's read it. Matthew 24 and 23. Then if any man shall say unto me, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonder, insomuch that it were possible they would deceive the very elect. You know why? Because I'm exposing the imposters that have called themselves and the prophets and the messengers. You ever dealt with somebody that don't know why they don't like you? Why they feel that way? No, why they don't like you? No, why they feel a certain way? Because that's a demon inside. That's a spirit in them. And you know you love and you right. How do they feel that way? It's a spirit that's waging war against your elect. You got to tell the world about it. Stay in position. I'm going to stay away from them. No, I ain't staying away from them. I'm going to get closer to them. I'm going to get even closer, closer, closer. So you can draw or drive them. A leader, one who has that commanding ability and influence. Number three, one who can make critical decisions in life-threatening situations and challenges. Critical decisions and life-threatening situations and challenges. You can show up. Very critical decision. Have you ever said somebody asked you your opinion about something, you give them the truth, and they've been mad at you and still mad at you right now? They asked you to give you their opinion or give you their advice, and they're upset with you now because of the advice you gave them. You gave them no advice, but they're angry with you. You know why? Because they knew that when truth prevailed, hell prevailed too. Because you went and took truth to hell, and hell broke out of them. But you didn't gain truth. They mad at you. Because of the truth. And it's so bad to the place that they refuse to get it right. So they're walking around crippled in their mind. Crippled. Have you ever sat down with somebody and you sat down with them and you talk to them specifically, detail? Look, I wronged you. Made the mistake. I apologize. I'm going to make this thing right with you. Now, forgive me. You embrace them. We ain't talking about that 6 feet distance stuff right now. We throw that out the window. As long as you ain't 6 feet under, you ain't going to worry about that 6 feet. You didn't embrace them. You put the gift on the altar. Laid it on the altar. Humble yourself before that person and said, look, I'm sorry. I missed it. Please forgive me. Please. I wronged you. I did you wrong, and I know I wasn't right. Boom. The anointing kicks up. Next thing you know, you done found it on a cyro space. You ain't even get 5 minutes in your car or walked out the door. They didn't call everybody. And start paying your part. Start saying all kinds of stuff about you. Already. As soon as you get up and hug them, say, I love you. I love you too. And you okay? Yeah. And then you say, like me, you do like me. Is there anything else you share before we leave here? Anything else? So, anything else you want to share? Anything else you need to say? Anything else you want to say to me? No, I'm okay. Now, you sure now? Are you positive? But everything is, are you positive? No, I'm okay. Start speaking in tongues, too. Whoa, okay, they got it. Holy Spirit said that. Come on, bye-bye. Don't fall for that one. That's an okie doke. That's an old one. I said, okay, Holy Spirit. And when I get done talking, yeah, I got it. Whoa, I felt something. Then they go, I feel something. Yeah. You feel that laugh and it show up as soon as I walk out that door. That's that spirit. Then you released it. You free. You liberated. And you moved on. And the Spirit of the Lord God came back in Isaiah verses number 1 and verses number 18. Let me read that to you so you have powerful God is. Isaiah 1, verse number. Let me do 17. Let's do 17 first. Look at it. He said, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. So your sins be what? Scarlet. That means flagrantly offensive in the Hebrew. They shall become white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become as wool. And then he says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall be able to eat the good of the land. Now you go off eating good in that spirit. So don't get mad. Don't get hostile. Don't get even. Just get God. Look at what I said. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Don't get evil. Just get God. But the power of God is going to work it out. He's going to work it out. You made it right with that person. You made it right with that brother. You made it right with that sister. You made it right with that individual. Somebody owed me some money. Still owe me the money. Now, this is for the whole world in the United States of the world, America, here. I reached out to the person. No respond back. All I wanted to tell the person is I want to be a blessing to them. I don't even want the money no more. I'd rather have the love of you than the love of the money that you done took. They ain't coming back. Not responding. Because that's the type of person I am. I'm just like that. Ain't no money in the world worth a friendship. Ain't no money in the world worth it. But guess what? You know the spirit of the person. I told you this 2020, this COVID is gonna show you who with you or not. So you gonna know the real deal. But see, this is the real deal here. This right here, this is the real deal. Know who with you. You know who's going to do their own thing. You don't know the slicksters, the sneaky people, the creepy people. You don't know the gossipers, the negative, because I'm telling you, your 2021 is going to be actually your 2024. So what's supposed to happen in 2024 is going to actually happen in 2021, because we're in an accelerated time. This year is almost over. If you blinked your eye, it was just like you were right there when they started scaring us and saying, go in the house and be in the quarantine. Everything is almost over. Boom. You blink your eye, you'll be in another year. You blink your eye, you're already in the new year right now. Some people waiting for December 31st. You're already in your new year. You're a Nimrod year when you get to the December. You're a Nimrod year up there. You're already in the new year right here. You're already in it. But you're already in it. So just sit back. I was telling some people the other day, thank you, Holy Ghost. You know, God has been, he blessed me to be able to connect with some people of status, So one of the person of the status asked me a question. This is what I said to him. I said, the U.S. Open tennis tournament. I said, who was in the seats? I guess the people. I said, nope. Was in the seat, was in there. The cameraman, the coaches, that was there in security. Now watch this revelation. All the rest of the people had to watch it from home. The baseball game. Who's in the seat? Nobody. Only person in the game. Cameraman, security, detail. That's it. Hockey. Who's in the seat? Nobody. Cameraman, security, and a few of their little people that maintain the building. Basketball game. Same thing. Celebrity. Same thing. What are you trying to say? It ain't no, you don't have to rush to jump on a stage, a platform, an arena. All of it is empty. Only thing that's controlled right now is sound. If you have a sound, you have people trying to create an arena, trying to create a stage, create a platform, ain't nothing there. Look at the basketball player. After they make a powerful shot, the people in the stand used to jump up. They got what they got to do. He got to assure himself that he's confident. He got to be that. He got to be that. What did David do? He had to encourage himself as Ziglag. See, it's a power right now. It's you that you're the encouragement right now. When you hit that point, when you make that move, you ain't no more audience. You your own audience right now. You're that centerpiece right now in the land. So go ahead and let everybody else run. Ain't on the stage. Half of the movies y'all watching are old movies. But 90% of the movies are old. All of the arenas, all of the stages, all of the platforms are all empty. Major churches. They're all empty. Just got a few. The major people on the stage is your music ministry. They don't got choir, but they have to put 100 different people in different places. They little praise team. Everybody spread out. You drummer out. And you don't know who they is anyway because everybody got masks on. So it wouldn't make a difference. So right now, your sound is the most pivotal thing in the land. Now, what's the most major attack on the human body right now? The throat, the esophagus, your breathing, your lungs. And it's just, you get that scratch in your throat, that itch, your allergies, your breathing. Everything is in a frequency of the elements. You have to know right now, where you at? There's an after this. And the after this, you're going to have to help those who are dealing with the after effects of after this. So don't rush to create a rush hour traffic, a traffic jam. But there's going to be an after this. You're going to have to help the after effects. Are all of those that are high-level people, but they're going to be seeking you for counsel and advice. But there is an after this. There's an after this. So when I heard the person today, I listened to him. I listened to the small voice. And I said, let me make sure. I got to make sure. Because I'm like, God, I got to make sure this is. And I was sitting there in my mind like, okay, God, I want to make sure this is what I'm hearing. This is what I'm hearing. I want to make sure this is what I'm hearing. But you have to know, if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. And the word of God said, where sin abounds, the grace is even greater than that. That much more abounds. So the power of God is far greater than Satan's entity. But he's trying. He's doing everything to save our souls. The last one here. The last one. And I'm done. Leader. One who can influence his enemy without a fight. You can influence your enemy without a fight. It's two to argue, two to mingle, two to go to war. If one man come out there and go to war and nobody shows up, can't have a war. It's two. You can argue by yourself. People said two sides to every story. Well, okay. Some people said three. Well, let me share what the scripture said over here. I believe it's in the book of Jeremiah 17. I think this could kind of sum it up a little bit. Yeah, what he said, Jeremiah 17. That's 17:9. For the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? You, the devil, and God. So guess what? Maybe three sides to every story. His side, her side, your side. Democrats, Republicans, and the kingdom. Then verse 10, he said, I, the Lord, searches the heart and tries the rein, even to give every man according to his own, to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. God already got it covered. He knows what he's doing tonight. He knows what he's doing, Satan. We bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your presence and your glory. We thank you for these, your people tonight, God. Cover them in the name of Jesus. Those who are undercover, bring them from under the cover, God. In the name of Jesus, cover their mind and their thoughts and their will. Use them for your glory. It's time to know who you are. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial, and we'll be right back. Take a commercial, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for the people of God. Amen. All right. We're going to open up the line for any questions and comments for me. If you have any questions and comments, if you're on the blog side, you hit one on your dial on Blog Talk Radio. That's on the 319. You hit one on your dial. We'll bring you in. If anything in the chat room, administrator Brian, you can release that. And we'll take in, if you're on the conference line, you're going to hit star 6. Let's do the blog side first, if there's anything I'm on the blog side.
I don't have anything at this time, Dr. Matthews.
Thank you, Administrator Ridgeback. Hallelujah. All right. Anything over there on the conference line? If you have someone on the conference line, you can hit star 6 and come on in. Any questions on the conference line? Anybody got a question on the conference? Question, comment? All right. We bless the Lord, the saint of God. All right, people of God, we bless you on tonight. Well, we thank God for our good brother on this morning who ministered the word of God with such power and authority prophetically this morning. We thank God for him, Brother Sylvester Brinson. We bless the people of God with a powerful word on this morning, 5 a.m. We bless the people with a powerful word. We thank God for tonight. We bless the Lord for you tonight. I hope something in his word blessed you and ministered to you. Amen. This is the word, one of those words, time to know who you are. Amen. Time. When that next phase, you don't know who you are, you need to know who you are. Because everybody's going to be trying to create an identity. They're going to try to figure, they're going to try to tell you who you are. When people go get back and start going back to churches, they're going to start trying to tell you who you are. You ain't got a title, you ain't got an identity. You don't need no title. Your blood flowing, you're anointed. Bless the Lord. You who God told you you are. Love you all, saints. Have a phenomenal night in the Lord. God bless you, Administrator Brian. We'll talk to you soon. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you tonight. God bless everybody.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
Didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much. I didn't have words to say, but even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.